The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me. He's got his shopping trolley and what miserable, miserable fare he has in it.
Not miserable at all.
I'm starving.
You're clearly not head of bins.
So
in your house.
Hungry.
This time every Wednesday,
it is in my mind, Simon.
What percentage?
It is in my mind.
What percentage
Simon's
of your,
food slot, that's what I call it.
What percentage of your shopping trolley is non-food items? Probably quite high. You've got your detergent, you've got your fairy liquid.
But you're only buying them intermittently.
We're way beyond nappies.
We're way beyond nappies.
So adult nappies. That's next.
Yeah, they are next. Depressingly. Depressingly.
The next nappies that will go
through our front door will be adult nappies. Anyway, moving on very, very quickly. Bin bags we're talking about.
Bin bags, yeah.
Okay, what
so,
do we have?
Do you know what? I know it sounds dull on the face of it, but as head of bins in my house, I took inordinate pleasure last night in doing an extraordinary test on the three products that
okay.
we have this week. And we'll come to that test in a second, but let me tell you what the brands are. So at the lower end of the market, we've got Lidl's Swing Bin Liners, 50 litre, 30 pack, €1.59.
Okay.
In the middle, we've got Tesco's product, which is basically the equivalent, 50 litre Swing Bin Liners. That's coming in at €1.74, so a little bit more expensive than the Lidl.
Okay.
And for good reason, which I'll come to. And at the top end of the market, coming in at €3.39 is the Irish brand Clean. Heavy duty refuse sacks. The wording is very important in these products. That's a 10 pack. So like the others are 30 packs. This is a 10 pack. But these are double the size at 120 litre volume. That's coming in at €3.39. So in terms of per bag, right? The little one is 5 cents per bag. The Tesco is 6 cents per bag. And the Killeen is 33 cent per bag.
Okay.
You'd almost want to remortgage the gaff to pay for the bin bag.
Big bag though, and not so much a bag, but a sack.
Love that.
Title tells us. So what is the difference then between these products?
Okay.
Besides one being a sack.
So what I always look for in a bin bag, as someone who spends a lot of time dealing with bins. Like, we've got so many bins in our house because there's nappies. Like, we're going through nappies all the time. You know, there's nappies everywhere, trying to deal with all that. So what I always look for is a drawstring. Okay, so you'll see here in the Lidl and the Tesco, they are both drawstring. I don't like a tie handle. I find a tie handle doesn't have the same level of...
What's a tie handle?
A tie handle is where when you pick up the bag out of the bin, it has two handles that are part of the main body of the bag.
Okay.
A tie handle, you'll see here, it's a kind of a yellow strip at the top of the bag.
Sorry, yeah.
And you lick the tip of your index finger and you just pull out this kind of drawstring.
Yeah, and it tightens the top of the bag for you.
It tightens the top and makes sure that you don't have any.
And that's on both of those products.
Yeah, but
and why don't you like
it? No, I do like it.
Oh, you do.
I love
that. Sorry.
But you pay a premium for this, right? Tesco does the exact same product, but without a tie handle and without a drawstring and with a tie handle, and it costs 60 cents less. So you pay a 60 cent premium for a drawstring, but I think it's worth it.
Sorry, that's the drawstring is the yellow thing you pull out.
The drawstring is the yellow thing, and you pay a premium of 60 cent for that.
Right, okay.
The other thing is, and this is a fantastic innovation that Tesco brought in, I'd say about 6 to 8 months ago. I only noticed it one evening when I was changing the bins, and I thought, not another bin bag to pull off the roll.
Okay.
Here we go. And look what happened. I unroll. In fact, I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. I'm going to unfurl. I've got a
pull the bag off the roll there.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
No snap. It just glides out.
It just glides off. You didn't have to pull it off the seam.
Well, yeah, why didn't I have to?
So this is new technology.
They overlap or something.
Yeah. It's called interleaving in the industry. Those of us on the inside, that's the word.
Okay, but
here.
They basically overlap a little bit, and that's what compacts it, keeps
exactly.
it all together. But then as you unfurl it, it slides out.
It's so simple, but it's groundbreaking. No more broken elbows as you try and pull off. Now, look what happens if I give you the little one. This is the cheapest one.
Okay.
It'll almost pull the arm off you when you try and break the seam to get it off.
Oh, yeah, this is the thing where you're holding it, and then you go, oh, there's... Oh, wow. Big snap. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, if anyone's walking past, bang, black eye they
exactly.
would get.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And that's the Tesco one that has that interleaving.
Beautiful.
Interesting.
It's the, for me, it's the. It's
what
really,
about that
it's
big
the Ferrari?
Black sack in front of you.
Of bin bags. Right. Then we get to the higher end of the market, right? This is your Killeen. This is your heavy duty sack. It's got the smell of my childhood. You know, when we were kids, bin bags were all black.
Yeah.
Now most of them are white.
Yeah, it's the multiculturalism. Gone mad.
It's just wokeism.
Yeah, wokeism, different colour bin bags. Oh, that woke brigade.
Well, the reason
not
why...
Not even the bins are safe.
The reason why bin bags were originally black is because they're made with carbon black, which is taken from... charred wood or
okay.
ash.
That's a big bag now. You want actually, a good. You need a good wingspan to snap that. Actually,
they're
don't
huge.
You?
Well, it's 120 litres.
Yeah, that's a big bag.
Capacity.
Yeah,
but the carbon black actually gives a bag more durability. And
okay.
I only realised this when my wife said to me last night. She said, "You know, black bin bags are stronger than white bin bags." And I said,
oh,
"That's
racist.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
How can the colour of a bin bag change its durability?"
Yeah.
And she's absolutely right when I went off and did the research.
Okay.
The black carbon on the bags makes them stronger. The
yeah.
white bin bags are not as strong.
They don't even feel as strong.
But they look cleaner.
Yeah, I guess they do. I guess they do. I'm a black bin bag man now myself.
Would you be?
Yeah, no drawstring either.
God,
yeah,
very
just,
old fashioned,
just
aren't you?
Clean across the top. Very, yeah.
Are there no white bin bags with drawstrings available in Kilkenny?
No, I don't even know. I don't want to know. We don't let, we stop wokeism at the border. No, but I don't know.
You
I
don't want
prefer,
to change.
Yeah, I don't. I just prefer the black. I find the white, you end up much more likely with little rips in it. You know what I mean? It is that little bit weaker.
Yeah, no, fair
and then
enough.
You're walking out and you get that bin juice. You know, bin juice.
Yeah, bin juice, yeah.
You get just bin juice trailing across the floor.
Yeah, it's the worst. What I will say is that what black bin bags also have going for them is concealment. They conceal the contents of the bag because less light is bouncing around. So when you open the bin, you don't see what's in it as much. The other thing is that back in the days before we had wheelie bins, when they were just left outside on the side of the road, they absorbed the heat of the sun and it started the decomposition process much quicker. It also made them smell really bad.
Okay. Right, okay. So that's the difference between all of these bags. Tell me about this little test that you carried out. Okay.
I've brought three previously used bin bags into you. Okay, I have them in here. Now, there's nothing dirty inside them, but what I did was, myself and the wife last night, is we took her weights that she uses for the home exercise routine. We took 2 7.5, so 15 kilograms, and we put the 15 kilograms in the bottom of each bag, and then we suspended each bag to see how long each bag would contain
Simon,
the interior.
This is above and beyond.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm going to post
great.
The photos on Twitter after I come off air so that you can see. So the first bag that we tested was the Lidl. Is that Lidl? L for Lidl.
Yes.
Yeah. So have a look at the bag and see, did it survive?
Well, let me. I will hold this bag up, Simon. I will look through the bag.
Yeah, I can
and
see
I can,
you.
I can see Simon through the bag.
A massive hole in the bottom.
Yes, it is completely a gaping hole at the bottom of that bag.
Yeah. So
okay.
that did not survive. In fact, it almost instantly burst.
Okay.
That's the cheapest.
Like, didn't come off the ground almost. Like, boom, straight through it. All right.
This second one is the Tesco.
This is the Tesco with the interleaving.
So the shape of this after the experiment is kind of extraordinary. Look
at
the shape of it.
Okay.
It looks like a maxi dress.
It's
so stretched.
It looks like something else that has been used.
It does.
We will say
it
no
looks
more.
Like a
yes.
Prophylactic sheath.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Children, ask your parents what we're talking about. I say, oh, it's completely warped and misshapen at the bottom.
Yeah, but
it's intact.
Almost. There's a very,
there's a tiny hole. Okay.
So there will be some
bin juice
leakage.
Bit of bin juice leakage.
But
pretty
not
good.
Bad.
Pretty good. Pretty
not
good.
For 15 kg of weight.
Yeah.
Not bad.
What about the
and
sack?
Then we come to the big boy.
The bad boy.
This
All
is
right.
our heavy duty sack.
Our heavy duty sack. I can't even open it. Oh yeah.
Look at that.
That is rock solid.
Rock solid.
It's that not even warped.
15 kilos of weight. Like, the it's retained its shape completely.
It is a thing of beauty, Simon.
It's an extraordinary thing.
It is a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, unsurprisingly, that's probably a combination of, well, maybe it's just a kind of manufactured slightly more robustly given the extra price. But also, as
carbon
you say,
black.
The black, the carbon black makes a difference.
Yep. So like if you were moving house or something and you needed, like you had all stuff in boxes, but you needed a roll of bags just for any excess left over on the day, I would get clean black, black sacks.
Absolutely. Are we claiming them as Irish?
Irish?
We're claiming the Killeen ones as Irish,
certainly. The Killeens are part of the Boyne Valley Group, most famous for their honey.
Yes,
bin bags, a marriage made in heaven. Made in Drogheda, those bags. The Tesco bags are manufactured in the UK, and the little bags, we don't know.
All right. Simon Tierney, thank you very much. I look forward to your return with another shopping trolley, with hopefully something edible.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.